concise overviews of this history connected with the One World Movement that I've found, and you can get this through us. And we're saying that the evidence is available to demonstrate that the political aspect of the dragon, being socialism, is still active. It's attempting to bring about a one-world government. We would also recommend you look at our presentation on Revelation 17, because we believe that the 10 kings that are illustrated in Revelation 17 as ruling the earth for 1 hour with the beast are nothing more than John's symbolizing this confederacy that takes place at the end of the world. This confederacy that we know today as the United Nations, and the United Nations has the world divided up into 10 districts that it's going to be ruled from. And this story of the dragon's effort to bring about a one-world government in connection with apostate Protestantism and the beast, the apostate Protestantism story we find in Revelation 13, the United States is going to be the power that forces the whole world to worship the beast of Catholicism, but it's also going to be the power that tells the world that they should set up an image of the beast, the definition of the image of the beast being when secular power is used to enforce religious dogma or sustain religious institutions. So if the world is going to be forced by the United States to set up an image of the beast, according to the definition of in the spirit of prophecy of what the image of the beast is, then it means that the whole world will have to have a secular power that has the ability to force the whole world to worship this religious dogma of the beast. In other words, it's going to have a one-world government set up. And in verse 15 of Revelation 13, it says that the United States will have the power to make this world image of the beast speak. And Sister White says that the speaking of the nation is the action of its legislative and judicial branches. So this world image of the beast, obviously, according to the symbols given in the spirit of prophecy in the Bible, is going to at least be made up of a judicial and legislative branch, and certainly the United Nations has a judicial world court and a legislative branch. But it isn't structured as the United States is a democracy, nor is it a monarchy like Catholicism. The United Nations, if you care to look closely at its guidelines and its structured constitution, is a socialistic setup. This is the politics of the dragon. And we've talked throughout our presentations about Malachi Martin identifying these same three powers, the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet.